The Jericho Network on Westwood One. All right, it's Giant Week on Talk Is Jericho. And starting it off, one of the two biggest wrestling giants in the world today. He's all the way from India, the great Kali, one of the biggest celebrities in that part of the world. And while he does speak English, he has a very thick Punjabi accent. So you might have to listen a little more closely than usual to catch everything we talk about. It was an experiment, but I think it paid off well. I'll explain it all later. Listen, I didn't have any trouble understanding Kali because I needed to be sharp. I knew that. And I took my Koios before we spoke. Clear-headed, sharp, focused. My brain was operating at peak performance because I take Koios every single day to make sure of that. I'm always as mentally clear and focused as I can be, and that's what Koios does. It's a brain supplement that helps boost brain function, okay? It increases motivation, enhances mental clarity, and improves your memory recall. And more importantly, it's 10 times more effective than coffee, 10 times healthier as well, because it uses earth-grown ingredients that target the brain function, all right? And over the long term, Koios builds the brain like a muscle. It strengthens the brain the same way you strengthen your arms if you do bicep curls. You catch what I'm saying here? The Koios team spent years researching, testing, developing this special formula, combination of 11 different ingredients. Everybody they tested it on showed amazing results. This really works. Believe me, they tested everything, everybody, world-class athletes, actors, writers, teachers, construction workers, philosophers, students, even WWE superstars like me, rock and roll singers like me. And I'll tell you this, Koios has made a difference in my life. Early in the morning, when I'm tired, when I'm sluggish, I'll explain the 10 cities, intensity in 10 cities tour that I'm on right now. It's hard to stay sharp. Koios is making it that much easier. It's a great supplement, no matter your age, occupation. I know you lead crazy lives. I'm in the craziest spurt of my life right now. Ridiculous, a new city every day. Planes, trains, automobiles, airports, security, all that sort of thing. Running from one place to the next, completely stressing me out. But I can do something about that because I feed my brain with Koios. It's helping become the superstar I know I can be, giving me the mental edge that I need to take it to the top. All right, you could take it to the top too with Koios and unleash your mental titan. Here's how to remember the name. Koios was the titan of mental intelligence in Greek mythology. Titans are Greek gods, okay? So order Koios today and use my promo code to get 5, 10, 15, 20, 25% off your order. Just go to mentaltitan.com and use my promo code Jericho. That's mentaltitan.com and promo code Jericho to get how much? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25% off your order. That's a quarter off. That's ridiculous. You're paying so much less for Koios because you listen to this show and you are going to love it because it really works. You can become a mental titan yourself. Once again, mentaltitan.com. Use the promo code Jericho, MENTALTITAN.com, promo code Jericho. Be all you can be. Get smart, get sharp, get Koios.
Talk is Jericho.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho,
the pot of thunder and rock and roll, the spell you're under has been broken by Chris Jericho.
The remedy for boredom has arrived. The People's Podcast is here. Let's go for a ride because it's Giant Week. All right, we're always enthralled and intrigued by giants as a society. Jack and the Beanstalk, the Princess Bride with Andre the Giant, as I think it was Furzig the Giant. We even got a cool giant on Game of Thrones, but I know two real-life giants, and they're both on the show this week. Friday, of course, will be the big show. Wednesday, today, it's the great Kali. He's one of the biggest giants in the business, one of the biggest men I've ever met in my life. Listen, he didn't learn to speak English until he came to Southern California to train to become a pro wrestler. You hear all how all that happened, what it's like for him to be one of the biggest celebrities in his native country of India. There's a great conversation coming up with great Kali, and I wanted to try something different with this because I know Kali, his name is Dalip, actually, and he's a very funny guy. Now, English is not his first language, and not only that, he's got a very deep, you know, giant voice. So when he talks, it's hard to understand him already, but then throw in the fact that English is his second language. He's got the very very thick, you know, Punjabi accent. Like, imagine, and this is not to be funny, but imagine like Apu from Simpsons. Like, I'm going to go down to the store and do the, you know, whatever, however he sounds like. That's what Kali sounds like, but then add it to a really deep voice, which is hard to understand anyways. So then put the two together, and it's a very thick accent. So a lot of people think you can't understand him or you can't talk to him, but you can. He's actually a very, very funny guy. And I always respected him for the fact that he came into the dressing room, much like I did when I was working in Mexico or Japan, as the one guy in the room who didn't speak English and kind of had to sit there and learn on the fly. And always had somebody kind of helping him out. And everybody likes him because he's a good guy. And he's so damn big. So, you know, that's another thing. He has somebody that has to kind of drive him around. And he always traveled with somebody that would be taking care of him because of his size. But like I said, you know, I wanted to try something different by interviewing him because, I mean, let's be honest. There's such a huge glut of podcasts, both wrestling and otherwise. And I've always kind of prided myself on having a very diverse guest list. You know, I always say this is not a wrestling podcast. It's an entertainment podcast. A lot of wrestlers are on, a lot of musicians and actors and athletes and comedians and, you know, paranormal experts and all that sort of thing. So I try and keep it fresh. I try and keep it exciting. And I thought, you know, there's only so many guests around. Who's a guest that I can have on the show that has never really done the show before? And I've been very, very fortunate. You know, I had Hulk Hogan on the show before anybody else, or Triple H or Batista, or, you know, some of the biggest names. You know, Paul Stanley was on my show. You know, Cheech Marin and Slash, and just, the list goes on. So many different types of people. And I'm always looking for somebody that's never been on the show before. Of course, I'll have people on if they've been on other shows. I'm not like that snobby, but, and I thought, well, Kali, I mean, no one would even think of that. I think when you guys heard that Kali was on the show this week, you're like, what? Like, what the hell's that? But what I was originally planning on doing was just talking to him to use as kind of an intro. You know, sometimes I have a little bit of an intro on the show that I do for, you know, 10, 15 minutes when I have a guest on that, you know, maybe is promoting something, or, you know, I just want to give them a plug, or they're a friend of mine, or don't have enough material for a whole show, or maybe they were just on recently. So I was going to do that with Kali. So I sat down with him backstage in Boston. Gosh, it must have been almost last summer. It was a while back. But I said, well, I'll talk to him for a bit and just use it just for fun. And then when I started talking to him, he was actually really good. And once you start kind of picking up his speech patterns, I guess, and get into his accent, he's not that hard to understand. I mean, you, like I said earlier, you're going to have to pay attention. It's not like he's talking perfect English, like the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. But it's worth listening to because it's a very interesting guy who is a huge, huge star in India. And like I said, he's the biggest worldwide star. Name another star from India that has more worldwide name value than the great Kali. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Bollywood stars and cricket stars and, you know, that sort of thing. You know, Gandhi and guys like that. But, of course, Gandhi's passed away. So if you're looking for someone who has kind of a more name value that came from India, I think that Kali's probably the biggest star. So he's very, very popular in India, very, very huge in more ways than one. And then he comes all the way to America, you know, to kind of find his fame and fortune with the WWE. And he did. I mean, had a huge run here. He's not in the WWE anymore, and I don't know if he'll ever be back. But, you know, time was starting to take its toll on him. It was hard for him to walk. You know, guys that big, their knees start to hurt and, you know, everything. I mean, think about when he falls down and gets back up, how much farther he has to kind of climb up and down off his feet. And he reminded me of a guy called Giant Gonzalez that I used to work with a few times in Japan. Big George, his name was, a guy from Argentina. He was so big, he could hardly walk. And he had really bad diabetes, so blood wouldn't pump down to his extremities in his feet because, you know, he had so much more ground to cover. And his first, we had to unscrew the first couple seats in the bus and take it out so he had somewhere to sit on the team bus sort of thing. And he had to eat every 2 hours because of his diabetes was so bad. And he couldn't even walk across the street. It was so hard for him to walk. He used to have to use like Ultimo Dragon or one of the other kind of younger boys in the Japanese in the WAR company to use as a cane. I remember one time with Dragon, he put his hand on Dragon's head and used Dragon kind of as a living walking cane so he could walk across the street. So yeah, he couldn't even get that far. And then of course wrestling was just a disaster. I think he fell down on the first night and he was hurt and they had to
I think, pretty much take him home. And I mean, it just, you know, you think about being a Giant, he's just too big. I think, is, you know, I think when I had Hornswoggle on, we talked about how, you know, the difficulties of being a little person. Now, conversely, I think the difficulties of being a Giant is the same thing. Hard to get around, hard to blend in. A lot of bullying when he was a kid. Same with Big Show. And we'll talk about that with both those guys upcoming. So it's going to be an interesting show. Like I said, I wanted to give it a try. A little bit of an experiment, something different, and check it out and see what you think. But stick with it. You can understand what he's saying after you listen for a few minutes. And he's actually a really cool, fun guy. All right. Speaking of fun, you want something fun? I think you should go check out the Comedy Central digital series, the big hit, Nothing to Report, starring Chris Jericho and Nick Mundy. And thanks to you guys, we've done way over 1 million downloads, 1 million views on YouTube. And I want you to keep watching. If you haven't seen it, there's 6 episodes. They're 5 minutes each. They're very, very funny. Comedy Central wouldn't do anything that's not funny. And the more views we get, the more chance we have of doing more of these episodes, maybe of doing a pilot and possibly even doing a series itself. And Comedy Central's still talking about it. I guess they're very happy with everything that went down. There's, I guess, some influx going on in the hierarchy there, but they're still talking about how much of a success, a legit success. This is not some kind of Talk is Jericho exaggeration. This is real. So if you want something fun, if you're just hanging out, you're looking for something to do, and you haven't seen Nothing to Report on Comedy Central, then you must go see it. And of course, the first episode of Tough Enough aired earlier this evening. We'll talk all about that on Friday's show. Very, very exciting. We did rehearsals all day yesterday, and it's coming together well. It's a great, great concept, and I think this is the best season of Tough Enough we've ever had, both for competitors, both for visually, talent-wise. And I think it's going to be a huge, huge hit. We'll talk all about that every Monday, every Tuesday the show is on USA Network starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And that's why, I mean, you know, like I said, it's been a crazy grind over the last few days. It just started what I'm calling intensity in 10 cities. And the reason why I say that is I'm basically in 10 cities in 10 different nights. There's a few deviations there. I think maybe it's 10 cities in 11 nights or something, but it's a crazy, crazy schedule, and it's kind of an amalgamation of all of my different hats that I wear, all of my different jobs. Started on the 20th, June 20th and 21st in Las Vegas, where I had a great show at Thomas and Mack working with Luke Harper. And man, that guy is so good. Keep an eye out on Luke Harper. Great, great, great performer, great worker. I love his character. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more that he can do. But when I came back to work for the Y2J Summer Tour, he was one of the guys that I requested to work with. I'll work with him every single night if I could. I mean, it's so easy. Don't have to think. Great matches. The crowd loved it. So thank you to Luke Harper for a great show in Las Vegas. And thanks to the Marquee. And, of course, my buddy Hing, who always take care of me when I'm in town. Me and my buddy Solo Cup Jeff and Junior, we went out and tore it up. Crazy Horse 3, my buddy Scotty over there. Thanks for always taking care of us. And, of course, all the guys at the Hard Rock Hotel. We went to rehab on Sunday. Steve and Joe over there. Hard Rock Hotel is my favorite hotel in Vegas. Every time I'm in town, I stay there, so you might want to go. So anyways, we hung out, did the show on the 20th, hung out. 21st, I went to rehab then. I took the red eye to Orlando for the 22nd. I landed at 8 in the morning, went straight to the studio and did a 3-hour satellite media tour. You might have seen me on your local affiliates on the morning shows. I know it was on ESPN. You do these things and you do one interview every 10 minutes for 3 hours. So I have no idea who saw me and who didn't. I just get a lot of screenshots on the Twitter of people saying, I saw you on TV today. I'm like, oh, great, thanks. What city is that in? I don't even know. So then we did Orlando yesterday and went straight from the 3 hours of satellite media over to doing a 12-hour rehearsal production day for Tough Enough, working hand-in-hand with Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn, putting together the show with the Hulkster and Daniel Bryan, Renee Young, who was amazing on Talk is Jericho last week. If you haven't heard her yet, go check it out. And Paige, too, all of them Talk is Jericho alumni. Great to be working hand in hand in the production meetings. I haven't been in a Raw production meeting years and years and years ago. I used to go, but it didn't really have any much input or anything. But being in the production meeting for Tough Enough was really, really interesting, and kind of seeing how Vince works. And he taught me some really cool lessons. I've learned a lot from Vince you know, how to conduct yourself in certain scenarios in certain ways. And really, really enjoyed working with him. And it's exciting. I have to go for another production meeting today. And then so Tough Enough aired live on the 23rd, which is tonight. And then right after that, I got on Vince's plane and flew straight to New York City. Then tomorrow I have a full press day in New York City, being Wednesday, depending on when you're listening to this, for NBC. There's an NBC kind of summer press where I'll be there all day doing all the you know, Entertainment Tonight's and People Magazine and Us Weekly and all that sort of stuff. Then I go do some podcasting with some guests, if that works out. Then on the 25th, we head to Des Moines for a Fozzie show at the Valair Ballroom. Just found out that my buddy Corey Taylor is going to be there to hang out from Slipknot and Stone Sour. Corey's going to be on this show in a couple weeks as well when his new book comes out. Then after the show in Des Moines, I head over to Sioux City, Iowa for another Fozzie show. That's at the Hard Rock Hotel in Sioux City, Iowa with We Are Harlot. So that's another killer show. Then on the 27th, I go to Boston for another WWE show. I'm not sure who I'm working that night. Then after Boston, I head over to Reading, Pennsylvania for a WWE show on the 28th. Then I fly back to Tampa on the 29th, kiss my kids, do my laundry, head back over to Tough Enough in Orlando on the 30th. And then on July 1st, head straight to Tokyo, where I'm working with Finn Balor July 3rd, Adrian Neville July 4th, then fly back home to Tampa on July 5th. And I believe Tough Enough is on July 6th in Orlando after that. So crazy, crazy intensity in 10 cities. It's kind of a combination of everything that I'm doing, but that's what happens when you got a lot of hats that you got to wear. You got to make the donuts, as I always say. So I'm really, really excited about it. It's a little bit tiring, but like I said earlier, it's good for me to have my coyos, keep sharp, keep happening, keep some energy levels up. And, you know, like I said, man, I should be so lucky as to have all these jobs that I do that I love to do, even though they're all stacking up all together. But that's all right, man, because that's how we roll. All right. Great Khali standing by, literally standing by, 7 feet tall. He's like three feet taller than I am. But I got to talk about my other buddy that I met in wrestling years and years ago. Actually, Great Khali could benefit from trying some of DDP's Diamond Dallas Page, DDP Yoga. It's an amazing fitness program, becoming a way of life for thousands and thousands of people. I swear by it. I had that red eye and that crazy work schedule yesterday. Woke up this morning, did some DDP Yoga to get ready for the Tough Enough live show. And I want to tell you, if I didn't have DDP Yoga, I don't know what I'd do. It's helped me get in shape. It's helped me live a healthier life, a more of a quality life. And I know that a lot of my buddies are getting into DDP Yoga. I'm going to give it to Michael Starr, actually, from Steel Panther. I went and saw him the other night. He's telling me about his neck is bugging him. So hook him up with the yoga. Everyone's doing it because it's more than just a workout program. It's life-changing and life-saving, okay? Just check out the Resurrection of Jake the Snake documentary. DDP and DDP Yoga saved Jake's life. Helping Scott Hall. Scott's still got issues, but I think Scott's back on the right track for the most part because of DDP Yoga. Ryback is feeling better. Gold Dust. Kane, so many different people trying DDP Yoga, and it's making a difference. DDP designed this workout because it's for everyone and anyone, no matter what your age is or your fitness level. It's a great option for those of you trying to get in shape and live a healthier life. Also a great choice if you're already in shape and trying to maintain. DDP makes it easy. It's got it all covered, especially if you get the Max Pack. All the workouts on DVD, grid chart to track your progress, poster to help you remember the 12 core positions of DDP Yoga. You get recipes so you can eat, so you can get in that healthy eating plan. You also get all the workouts in MP3 so you can exercise on the go. Do DDP Yoga wherever and whenever you want, okay? That's what I do in my hotel room when I'm on the road, like now, during the intensity in 10 cities. Back of the Fozzie tour bus, backstage dressing rooms, arenas, wherever you can. I don't have to worry about trying to find a gym. I don't have to worry about what workout clothes I'm going to wear, because that's a big question. I just get down to it, man. Put the towel down on the floor, take off my shirt, and just get rolling, man. And I go at my own pace. DDP says do your own workout, do it your own way. He's got a lot of different levels of workouts: beginner, intermediate, advanced. You start where you're comfortable, move up when you're ready, okay? And you're ready to do DDPyoga.com. If you're ready, go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho to take advantage of a special offer only available to the Sexy Beast listeners here on Talk is Jericho. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. But remember, the offer is not going to last forever. I want you to go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. I want you to get in the best shape of your life, improve your quality of life, feel better, look better, lose weight, clear your mind. DDP Yoga, it's for you.
Thanks for making The Big Podcast with Shaq the number one sports podcast on Podcast One and iTunes.
He is comedian Frank Caliendo.
I wanted to be like a Sports Center anchor, Chris Berman.
Right.
My take on him is this, is that he wants everything to be okay. The entire studio could be on fire, and he'd be like,
I know that you see the studio engulfed in flames, but the G-Man,
and it's become where he's not even an impressed. It's just Morse code.
The Big Podcast with Shaq.
That's me. It's up right now at podcastone.com.
That's podcastone.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
This is Talk is Jericho.
So, yeah, man, with the biggest guy in the WWE, great Khali, you're bigger than Big Show, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 7'2".
7'2". How much do you weigh?
425.
Man. So when you were a little kid, when you were like maybe 10 years old, how tall were you?
I'm a little bit bigger, but I'm not realized that I'm
yeah,
bigger than other kids.
Uh-huh.
So my brain look like same as a kid, but I'm bigger than, you know.
Yeah.
Taller guy, so I'm stronger than other kids. So,
when did you realize that you were starting to get taller than, like, to become a giant?
I realized 17 and 18 mm-hmm. year old.
Yeah.
Then I realized I'm tall. Yeah. So because especially I'm a country guy.
Yeah.
So all people is mess me. Some people judge me because I'm strong and I'm big.
They make jokes about you, you say?
Make up fun of me. So I'm so bad. I said, why I'm so tall? Why this, you know?
Wow.
But then after, they're feeling of why I'm tall, you know?
Yeah.
So what I know that time is realize, because he make a fun because he judges me. So I'm a strong guy. I'm a tall guy. So I'm 21 year old.
Mm-hmm.
I started Punjab police job.
Wow.
So Punjab police job. So then I saw his other sports guy. So I say, what kind of, because I know workout for is nothing. I know workout. I'm just tall, but it's
tall
skinny.
And skinny.
Yeah. So that time is I just start first time my weight lifting. My weight is 200 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Round, 200 pounds.
Around 210. Very skinny, you know.
And you're about 7 feet tall at this point in time.
That time I'm 6'9".
6'9", 200 pounds, that's pretty skinny.
Yeah, very skinny. So I saw the other guy, so I start, lifting. So I come with more confidence, more compound, more,
Yeah.
And I work with four, I'm not working nothing. Then after I started the police job, because especially India has police job very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you can work all life, this is a government job.
It's a very important very government important. Job. Yeah.
This is a government job, not private.
Okay, it's government, yeah.
So he's a good pay. So then four make of me is fun of me. So he's just mm-hmm. come back again. Oh, man, you're just good. You're good, man. You know, you are awesome. This is this, this, this. That's I said, oh, okay, now you change now. You know, I mean, now I'm a police officer now. Now you change. So then I say, oh, no, that's good. Because I'm today I'm working police job because I'm strong and height.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I said, that's good. You know, I have this benefit.
Gives you power.
Power is, I mean, now is because I have police job, I have now, you know, that's good. I don't mind. I'm tall. Before I was just, why am I this tall?
Because you were kind of a freak.
Yeah.
Right? You're the only tall guy. Everyone
only
else is
guy.
Small.
So I just work as a police officer, police job. So that's this sports complex, I saw many, many guys. He's tall.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball. And basketball guy, you know. A lot of guys I saw is tall, very strong. I said, oh, man, then I feel he's a little normal. I said, oh, man.
You just had to hang out with other tall people. So, I mean, I'm just imagining, you know, I'm speeding. I get pulled over by the police, and then you come to the window. Like, was it pretty – did you see people's faces change when you got out of the police car? Like, as a policeman, you're very intimidating and very scary. I'm sure people were kind of
Basically, I'm the my job, very good job, because I play sports. I'm a sports quota as a reserve, you know.
Oh.
So I don't really go as duty, you know.
Oh, so you don't arrest guys?
No arrest guys. I just say, you know, work out, eat, sleep, work out, eat, sleep.
So you were like a strength trainer.
Yeah,
exactly. You would help train the other policemen to get in shape?
Try to other police guy, and I just compete, you know, all over India.
Oh.
So that time, I'm really that I'm famous. Other bodybuilder, you know.
Yes.
Some other bodybuilder really muscular, but not look like me. Mm-hmm. I'm muscular, tall, and more famous. So all over India, he invited me. He's guest posing, special guest posing.
Okay, so they were inviting you to be a guest poser. Posing.
So I make that time is very good money too, because people invite me as a guest poser.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really good pay me.
I see.
So I say, oh man, that is awesome, man. You know, I say, yeah, that's good. You know.
Yeah, because I remember the first time I met you was in 2002. We went to India for a tour, and there was this, you got to see this guy. We're all talking about, there's this guy backstage. He's a giant, but he's in wicked, wicked shape. And it was you, because you were tall, and we mentioned Big Show's tall, but Big Show's tall, and he's just big. He's like a bear. You were ripped. You had the classic Arnold Schwarzenegger, big back, big shoulders, big chest.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one time, you know, Dorian Yates?
Dorian Yates, yeah.
Yeah, so my friend invited him. India is just, you know.
To India?
Yeah.
To pose?
India is just guest, you know.
Yeah.
So, his land is Delhi airport.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked, hey, man, you come receive my friend is coming, Dorian Yates. So I'm a big-time fan. You know, Dorian Yates is seven-time Olympia.
Yeah, seven-time
Olympia. Big-time I'm fan. So Dorian Yates looking at me. This huge guy. He just talked to his wife back and forth. This is huge guy. So I'm almost maybe 20 guy walk together, big guy, you know.
Yeah.
So people think, look me, no look Dorian Yates. Nobody look Dorian Yates. So people, people say asking, oh, this is Dorian Yates. I just said nothing. So people are asking me.
They thought you were Dorian Yates.
Yeah, people asking me, Dorian Yates. He's speaking English. He's not speaking Indian language.
Uh-huh.
So I just said, okay. So that's very funny. So it's just, you know, people thinking I'm Dorian Yates.
Yeah.
He's thinking this normal guy because he's close. Nobody recognizes him. So after this, I bought the WWE. So I saw So he's a large, that time, a large big guy, you know, look like Kane, Undertaker, Triple H, and Mark Henry.
A lot of big guys.
Yeah, Rock, Stone Cold. So I know that time he really is a wrestling, you know. He's a big guy, so he's just number one guy.
Mm.
So I just thinking, man, I want to go. I don't know how you're going.
Mm-hmm. How do you get into wrestling? Yeah.
How you going? But I want to go. I said, oh, okay. But so my friend is just asking me, oh man, you're looking huge, because I'm just putting my body, you know, body muscle more. I'm going huge.
How much did you weigh then?
That time is 350.
But yeah. you were ripped up. Yeah, it was all muscle.
All the muscles.
Yes.
So I just thinking, I don't know how you're going, but I'm so confident, you know, because I'm strong, I'm really good athletics. I'm running maybe every day 2 hours running ground.
Great cardio.
Not treadmill, just ground, two hours, continue. So people are surprised for me, he's a fucking big guy, he's running, yeah. He's so many muscles. So people laugh scared that time for me, so, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought I just feeling my inside. I said, I'm strong. I can break you anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that time is wrestling is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So I said,
you thought wrestling was real.
I thought wrestling is real. I just want to go.
I beat somebody up.
I can beat anybody. Confidence.
Full confidence.
I said, I can beat anybody. Mm-hmm. I need up this money. I don't care. I can beat anybody. He beat me. I don't care. But I was feeling, you know, so, I'm not 1% no scared, you know.
You knew with your size, wrestling was real. You could beat up anybody.
Yeah, but I thought the same thing. I thought maybe, you know, same my size. I was thinking, oh, he's a small guy. I can broke you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, he's same guy my size, mm-hmm. but I'm strong. I'm very confident. So, first time I come is send his email, so come is APW, California.
But just before you go there, do you remember coming to WWE in India when you came backstage and we all met you?
No, this is after.
Okay, that's so after. So you sent a letter to a place in California to go train there.
Yeah, so.
Gotcha.
So he just gave me, hey, okay, you, this guy, you make this good money, you come over here, I'm training you. He's very interested.
Who was it?
He's Roland Zlender.
Roland Alexander.
Yeah, he's just maybe died last year.
Yes, he was famous in the movie Beyond the Mat. He was like the trainer that was trying to get guys into the WWE.
So I just come him, so he's this fucking fat guy, you know, the sunglasses. I just think he's still tough, you know. I saw this guy look like, you know, very 5 feet, 5'9", 5'8". All the guys say, man, I can break this guy. Maybe this is, you know.
Yeah. You saw all the small indie guys.
Yeah, indie
and
guys.
And you towered over them.
Yeah, so I'm still, you know, thinking, oh, this is, yes, I can beat anybody. So I don't care. This is very small, you know.
How did you get Roland Alexander's address or information? How did you find him?
Internet. So my friend find me.
Oh, okay.
So I come here, so then he teach me, hey, no shaking this hand, please shake his very
the wrestler's
easily.
Handshake.
Yeah, please. I was still heavy then, you know.
Yeah.
Then he's tried to teach me, this is, entertainment. But I just, you know,
You didn't understand.
I didn't understand, because I'm that I'm not speaking English. But I'm just, I want to just, somebody fight me so I can, I'm just ready for a fight. Honestly, nothing is learn the wrestling,
So you didn't speak English at all?
No, that time I didn't speak English, nothing.
Did you go over there with a translator?
No, I just watch mostly.
Okay.
Just watch mostly that he say, do this, move. So yeah. My memory is really good. That's natural something,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he just teach me physically, so I just never forget.
Okay.
So I learned your wrestling. So first time I go is Japan. So Japan has the same thing. Is I beat guy, he beat me, no learn nothing. Then I come with WWE. Then I think here I learn a little bit. I learn here.
So you still, even when you went to Japan, still kind of thought it was real?
I know that time I realized because, you know.
Yeah.
That time I realized it's loose, being, but I just work is just boom, boom. No storyline.
Yeah.
No nothing. No psychology. I just want to go out. Okay.
Yeah, you're just
five
fighting.
5 minutes I just beat you, then you beat me.
Right.
That's other thing is nothing. So when I come here, then I just learn the psychology a little bit.
Yeah, you figure the psychology of it. Yeah. How did you like Japan?
Japan treated me really good. Mm-hmm. I work in a New Japan company.
New Japan, yeah.
Yeah, so I work almost there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, good.
But not learn wrestling, just learn to beat the guy.
How about live, like beat when you were there for a tour for 2 weeks or 3 weeks? I mean, you are so big in this country, then, United States. In Japan, everybody must have been staring at you 24/7 all the time. Everyone was probably looking at you. Yeah. Godzilla. You know?
Yeah. So after that, 2000, I meet 2003. I meet you.
That's right. In India.
Yeah, India, Delhi.
Oh, okay. So you remember coming to the show?
Yeah, I come to the boss, WWE show. You know.
Yeah, I remember. You took pictures with some of the guys.
Yeah, and... you know, I'm a big fan of WWE. You mm-hmm. know, that time, just oh man, I wanted to go badly. You know.
Yeah.
So then. After something had happened behind the scenes, so I work in the movie, then WWE offered
me. Yeah.
So then I come in.
So, because wrestling is not super popular in India, or is it? Is wrestling very...
Very popular.
Very popular in India.
I think for his watch wrestling, you know,
mm-hmm.
WWE, so he's thinking, oh, this is, I think maybe was... work only, you know, bite people.
Yeah.
Foreign game.
Right, it's a foreign game, yeah.
This foreign game, this is very hard for going Indian guy. You know, Indian guy,
sure.
Very small, you know, not try to go WWE.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, just thinking, you know, this is foreign game. So, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Us, very small, you know, that's not his.
It's not a sport or something for Indian guys.
Indian
to do.
Guys. So, right. So I start here. So first time I started my program is Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
So he become a star.
Wow! Yeah.
He become a star. So that time India has no nothing area. What is real? This is
what
kind of doing? So he make a star. So I'm still not star India.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Now, yeah, in India.
Now India watch, so many people watch. So many people watch wrestling. Because there only is a cricket.
Mm-hmm.
So, but cricket is not so many gambling.
You said
so,
kitty cat?
No, cricket.
Oh, yeah, cricket, sorry.
So many gambling, so people just realize now is enough, you know, this is all the planning now.
Yes.
Cricket too, you know. So only have entertainment is sports only cricket. Second is wrestling.
Okay, right.
Other sports is very
nothing.
Very low.
Nothing. Yeah.
You have all the sports, but there's nothing. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Now
I standing any place. So I. Oh, this is great, Khali. You know.
When you're in India.
Yeah.
I was saying this. I say it all the time. I think that you are the most famous Indian person in the world as far as entertainment. I can't think of anybody else in Hollywood, in Bollywood, in music, in anything that's bigger than you. Is there somebody bigger than you? I mean, maybe in India, but on a worldwide basis, I think you're the most famous Indian.
Yes, I think it's true. I think India have a lot of big star, movie star, maybe cricket star, but
just in the country.
People.
Right.
Just Indian people, you know?
Yeah.
But other than outside of India, I think I'm the biggest.
I think so, yeah.
So,
and you're not and saying, you're not, you don't have a big head in saying that because
so,
it's true.
Yeah, India, he's Indian Indian is a movie star. He's managed self, managed self, what kind of doing, what kind of, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't have nothing managed, but I'm just, okay, you know, I'm good, you know?
Even when you come to the States, too, you always have a lot of Punjabi Indian people that meet up with you. They take you out. They kind of follow you around. You have a lot of fans from India over here in this country too, correct?
Yeah, they have, because this our culture very different. Mm-hmm. He's thinking, oh, this Great Khali is my brother. Great Khali is my India. You know, so many think, oh, this is my India. Yeah. Great Khali is, you know, he's from my country. He's feeling proud. You know.
Yes.
So that's good. I like this. You know.
It's kind of like that in Canada, too. If you go to Canada, people will say, you know, oh, we love Chris Jericho. He's from Canada. But I could be from Western Canada, and this person's from Eastern Canada. But it doesn't matter because we're all Canadians.
Canadian, exactly.
Same thing with Indians, right? Yes. You could be from New Delhi or from, you know, wherever, but it's all India.
Yeah, all India, exactly. Yeah. So he's feeling really proud. You know, sometimes wrestling, you know, Gary is... Nobody. He's just, Great Khali, I know Great Khali is number one. I said, okay, thank you, you know. So, yeah.
It's kind of cool,
especially,
right?
And Indian people make a good me star too, you know. So
yeah.
Indian people is really feeling personally, you know.
They feel like they know you
because
you're an Indian guy. Here with Great Khali, and we're going to find out how he learned to speak English. He's doing a great job. We're also going to find out about working with The Undertaker, with John Cena, and the real story behind the disastrous Punjabi prison match, probably the worst gimmick match in WWE history. Lots more with Great Khali after I pass along a great tip to all of you active people out there, which is most of you, I'm sure. If you run, bike, lift weights, do any exercicio at all, you need to find out about Arctic-E's instant cold wraps. They are excellent because they provide instant cold therapy to your injuries, aches, and pains while you're still active. That means you wear them and still run, bike, surf. You can surf out there, wrestle if you perform on stage. Whatever you want to do, keep your joints and muscles wrapped and cool with Arctic-E's wraps because they stay in place and they give you similar recovery benefits to ice therapy. Surprising thing about Arctic-E's wraps, there's no freezer necesario. The wraps are sleek and comfy with no bulky ice. They don't show under your clothes. You don't have to put on a bag of ice. You just put on Arctic-E's wraps. So if you're gym rat, surfer, once again, bowling league, if you like to stage dive at a Fozzy show, crowd surf, if you like to wrestle in the YGJ summer tour, whatever the physical activity of choice is, check out Arctic-E's instant cold wraps. Keep yourself from being sidelined. Arctic-E's instant cold wraps are reusable, clinically tested, and proven effective. I'll tell you it's proven effective because I've used it. There's the proof. Just put Arctic-E's on and have targeted instant cold compression therapy where you need it before, during, and after. Say it with me now. Exercicio for pain, swelling, and injuries. You can safely use Arctic-E's for instant, long-lasting cold compression therapy even while you're training. You got to try it because it works. Don't put your training on ice. Get reusable Arctic-E's cold wraps at CVS Pharmacy or go check it out at arctic-e's.com. Get the instant cooling relief when and where you need it and do it now. So, Khali, let me ask you this. How was it when you first moved from India to America to train for wrestling, whether it was with Roland Alexander or the WWE? When did you start learning to speak English?
I just, try to, some of my friends, bullshit, try to, I want to learn to talk, you know?
Yeah.
So, just, first time I come here, so I'm not speaking nothing English, so nothing English, no money, nothing here. So I just sleep very 10 by 10 one room.
Yeah.
So all my this,
all your stuff was there. A one room apartment.
Yeah. No apartment is big, but it's just 10 by 10 small room. So
yeah.
Very, So I just stayed there. So but this I was thinking all the time. I want to do wrestling. I want to do wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to, I want to just do it.
Yeah.
No, this is that I'm formal. I'm training. I'm just training very hard. I'm really physically really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want hard training. So
you learned English just from the other guys? Did you ever study in a school or take classes?
Not really. Just other people. Yeah.
So who did you ride with when you first came in to the WWE? Did you hook up with somebody?
First time I ride WWE is Dovori.
With who?
Daivari, Sean Daivari, little guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Then
Sean Daivari, yeah.
Sean Daivari.
The little pet Arab, we used to call him. He was our pet Arab.
So,
did he speak the same language as you?
No, no, he's speaking...
He speaks Farsi?
Farsi and English.
And you speak Punjabi?
I speak just Punjabi, but right. I just try to, you know, little catch, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I hang out with Scott. Scott, my,
Yeah, yeah.
Scott driving me after this, so... Just a lot of people, you know.
A lot of different guys, right?
I know you rode other guys, you know.
I know you ride with Natty sometimes.
Now Natty, he helped a lot with how you know.
With just you two, just you and Natty?
Yeah, me and Natty.
Oh, if TJ's not on the road?
TJ, sometimes TJ is road, then I can drive with him too. But now, this time, me and Natty driving together, yeah.
Is it hard just being such a big guy, like even just getting into a rent a car? Like, is it tough to get inside a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is hard, but you know, that's the hard part of this job.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the hard part of this job, this business. I think wrestling may be easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's the hard part, traveling, you know.
Yeah.
So, especially me.
Yeah.
Very hard. I think they're hard for everybody, traveling, but especially me, big guy,
mm-hmm.
very hard.
Because even like, you know, if we're getting a first class seat, I mean, for me, there's enough room, but for you, even in a first class seat on an airplane, you're scrunched in and nowhere to go.
Yeah, sometimes no have first class and sitting in the two seat was very
two seats, big deal. You still have your legs probably sticking in your face.
Yeah, very, you know? Very hard.
I remember, I don't know if you ever heard of a guy named Giant Gonzalez. He was a guy from Argentina. He was a giant back in the 90s. He was almost as tall as you. And we were in Japan together. They used to have to take the front seats out of the bus to give him room, so he would be sitting in the second row of the bus, but they would have taken the first row out to give him enough room for his legs because, you know, so tall. And Japan is such a small society. You know, the hotel rooms there are very small. That must have been hard for you, too.
Yeah, you know, first time I come here to USA, so I still stay in one room.
Yeah.
I just go in the first time Tokyo Dome Hotel. I said, oh, man, that's a big hotel for me. Oh, I feel so good. I feel comfortable. So then I work here. Then after 2 years ago, Japan, I said, this looks like small, but I saw it first time. I come first time with Tokyo Dome Hotel. I said, oh, man, this is big room, big hotel. This is how. So, yeah, that's small, but I come go first time there because I know it's bigger than hotel, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw this only small room, you know, my apartment. I said, oh, man, you know, Japan is big hotel now, you know.
Yeah.
So the tough, very small, so I just shower, you know, look like that kind of thing.
So when you came into the WWE, you mentioned that you feuded with The Undertaker pretty much right off the bat, right? Your first matches in WWE was with The Undertaker?
Mm-hmm.
How was it working with him after coming in from the Japanese style, where I beat you up, you beat me up, I beat you, but and this is a whole different world here. How was Undertaker to work with when you came here?
I come here, I signed here, so I go deep south.
Mm-hmm. Oh, deep south,
south, so he teach me what kind of doing, you know?
Uh-huh.
How you work, working, you know?
So right.
I learned a little bit here, so Deep South, so come here.
Who are you with in Deep South?
Deep South training is Bill Dumack.
Yeah, but who is some of the other students in the class?
Tyson Kidd should come after this one. And I think left all the guy here.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Somebody no make here. Lord Miracle there. Seamus come, I that time left.
Seamus was there before, yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
A couple of guys have. Yeah.
Okay, so but you got some training in Deep South.
Yeah.
A little bit of the WWE style training.
WWE style, yes.
And then they bring you here.
Yeah.
And how what was your debut, your first night in WWE, what did you do? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so. I hit the Undertaker.
Mm. Right off the bat, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm... So one thing, this one match I beat him. So people, especially India, was so crazy. You know,
couldn't believe
so,
it.
So because I didn't speak English, So he said, you can't, you talk, you know, so I talk some bad shit, some other word kind of I tell, you know, yeah. From my mouth talk.
Yeah.
So people think in India, think, you know, this is real, man, this is real.
Yeah.
So people, you know, believe, kids stop, go to school. No, I'm not going to the school, mom. I said, why? No, today come is Great Khali Wrestling. Today come is Great Khali Wrestling. I'm not going to school now.
Wow.
So, no, you go to school. No, sir, no, that's not matter. I'm not going to school. I know today come is wrestling, very important. This is Great Khali Wrestling. So you know, this is from India.
It's like a holiday because you're wrestling. They don't want to go to school.
Yeah. So, I have program, Undertaker, Batista. So, people is pray his temple.
They go to the temple.
Temple.
They're praying for you to win.
Win, you know, top, you know, Indian style, something, you know.
Wow.
Not small, big city, you know, big city. A lot of people is pray, you know, whatever, Indian style, ding, the boys talk, you know, religion.
So what you're saying is that people are going to the temple to pray for you,
pray for
that
me.
You're going to win the match against when Batista or Undertaker or whatever it may be. Wow.
So that's you know, I said, man, that's, you know, crazy, man. I don't know. So that's not my hand. So I just said, don't stop you. I said, okay, keep going. Keep going. Pray me, brother. I try best in my life, you know.
So, you got to make sure to tell them, listen, you need to pray to Vince McMahon, too, please. Don't pray to God.
Pray to
Vince McMahon. Wow. So they were taking it serious.
Yeah, very serious. Very serious.
Yeah. Did you, when they had the Punjabi prison match, that was your match. You were in that match with Batista?
Me and Undertaker.
You and Undertaker.
First one is build stories, me and Undertaker.
Right.
Punjabi prison match.
Yes.
So that time, a lot of people pray for me. So doctor something, medical something, he says something wrong for me. So Johnny said, you can't work this match. I said, why? You have some problem, something. I said, man, I said, okay, what can I do?
Oh, so you were hurt and you couldn't wrestle in that match.
No, something medical, something.
Some legal problem.
Blood problem, something.
Okay.
Then check again. So he said, no, you're good. So he take me out, take inside Big Show. So Big Show take that spot, Punjabi prisoner match. So...
That's right.
The Punjabi prisoner.
So did you ever wrestle in a Punjabi prison match?
I worked after...
Yeah, you were in one with Batista, right?
Yeah, Batista. Then I started Batista program.
Yeah.
And Batista, so I worked with Batista.
Was that hard, the Punjabi prison match? Because it was this weird structure that was made. Yeah. We'd never seen it before. You had to climb over one wall and climb over another and get out the door or something like that?
Two cage, one inside and other outside.
Yeah.
So, that's really good,
That one was a good match you had with... See, that's the thing. You've had some really good matches. I've seen quite a few that you had with Batista, some with Taker. And you had two or three really good ones with John Cena.
John Cena, yes, sir.
As well, yeah. How did you like working with John?
John Cena is good, really good.
Yeah.
I think he's never complained, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe I have some bad idea. You know, I wanted this. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just take it. Yeah. So I said, maybe good, but I realized later. I said, no, they say I'm wrong, but he's not, I'm surprised he didn't say nothing. He said, yeah, go ahead, do it. We want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So
he's saying, any idea you have, he says, give it a try.
Try. So I think he's best. So,
He
never says, no, a lot of wrestlers asking, you know, no, I don't like this one, do this one. You know, then feel, you don't like my idea, you know?
Yeah.
But he said, yeah, do it.
Yeah.
We want to do it. So I said, that's the best experience he worked.
Best experience with him?
Yeah, so never complain, never, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's a good match. Couple is a lot of good match.
I agree. There might have been maybe was it a last man standing or something? Did you have some kind of a gimmick match with John?
Yeah.
Last man standing? Yeah. Now you also won the championship, the world championship, from John Cena. Who did you beat for the title?
I think I beat Batista. This look like some couple of guys. Finley's. I think it's 10 people or something.
Okay.
Maybe 21 people maybe. I think some look like a Royal Rumble match.
Oh, okay. And you won.
Yeah, I won.
You were the world champion.
I was world champion. So.
That must have been pretty cool for you.
Oh, so, yeah. That helped a lot for me, you know.
Yeah.
So...
helps your confidence, makes you a bigger star,
yeah.
Makes all the people that were praying for you in the temples feel happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's prayer comes true, you know?
Yeah, it worked. It finally worked.
Work. Pray is work sometimes.
Did you feel pretty happy when you won the championship, when you won the title?
Yeah, I feel really happy because this is really... really big thing for me, and really, really big thing is my, you know, my fan all the time pray all the time, you know. So he just make up, he just say okay.
But I mean, any time for any of us to win the championship, it's such a, like you said, it's entertainment, but it's like winning an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, you get a pat on the back for a job well done.
Yeah. So yeah. You know. So, that's really good for my fan, especially India have fan, large, too many fan, wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
So just I've been, so he's really happy. He says, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of people call, you know, man, you know, I praise this. All the national media, no, he's, you know, just praise, just nobody know. Everybody who's in national media, this guy pray for great Khali all day, not just one day, all day.
So was it pretty big news when you won the title in India?
Yeah, it's really big.
Would it make like the mainstream newspapers? Would you be able to read about it in a newspaper that great Khali won the title? Like, could you see that in like the Indian news?
I know, collect all, but I have almost this much, you know.
A stack of newspaper.
Paper, you know.
Yeah.
It's not one day, every day.
Oh, wow. Every day.
Every day. I started first wrestling 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Every day it would have something about you living
over
here.
Something about me. Today is great Khali this. Today is do this.
Yeah.
Today is do this. And so I have a lot of, you know, collection, but then after a couple I just throw, you know, I said, why I collect this one? For the first time I said, collect. I said, I want to collect, but I'm boring. I said, I don't collect now.
When I started, I took pictures of every tour. I took pictures of Japan and here I'm in India, and each year is less and less, and now I don't take pictures of anything.
Same means, I don't collect now.
Come on, man.
This is not. I'm lost now wrestling, so I'm not collecting now.
So how do you like living in the United States?
I love United States, live here.
Yeah.
Because this I feel very safe for here. India have going so many things, you know. No have safe there, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel safe here, and I think maybe I finish here, I go back, maybe I work with something there. Something, I don't know what can I do.
You're saying when you finish with the WWE, you'll probably move back to India?
Yeah, back and forth, but I have a citizen here, so I can, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I can go back and forth anytime, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I going back because I have family there,
and...
I have more opportunities.
I always think so, yeah, because I know you've done quite a few movies here in the States.
I worked there a couple of movies, too.
Have you done some Bollywood movies there?
Yeah, and still come a lot of offer for India to me. I'm really happy for I work at WWE. He made a really big star me. And good thing, he treat really good me. That's why, you know, that's why I think I stay here.
So, how long have you been with this company for now?
I think almost 9 years.
9 years, almost, wow.
Yeah, so I'm very, really happy. I'm very lucky. History really good me. I don't know. I have no complaint, no nothing. And I think maybe I finish here, then I go back to India.
And go
a couple things there.
Do some movies there.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of doing, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So
how is it for you in the ring? You're such a big guy. I noticed that your legs, sometimes watching you walk, you walk very slowly because you're so tall. Can you still work and wrestle for a long time more? Or how does your body feel being such a big guy?
Wrestling, I can't run. But wrestling, I know feeling tired.
Okay.
You know, I have this problem my knee.
Mm-hmm.
So just other thing, I don't have no problem. Any, no back, no hip.
Nothing.
No, nothing. And wrestling, I think I can work 1 hour continue wrestling. People think, he can't maybe work, he's wrestling long match.
Uh-huh.
But I can. I know I can't work maybe 1 hour continue. I can't.
You could do a 1 hour match.
Yeah, I
wow.
can.
Wow.
I that's my confidence now.
Wow. So in the right circumstances with the right opponent, you could go an hour.
Yeah, I can go now.
Wow.
Because I can't run. That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't because I have knee problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think wrestling very easy,
Yeah.
Well, because I'm not taking his so many bombs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said?
Yeah.
Because I'm his big guy. So
right. Well,
but I take your bombs. So I don't have problem. I have no problem with my back.
Yeah, I mean, you're a giant, right?
Yes, right.
And did you have a giant has a certain, is it some kind of an organ or something like that gives you acromegaly, the giant disease or whatever? Did you have that removed?
Yeah, this is
I'm not explaining it properly.
Yeah. This is called growth hormones.
Yes.
Growth hormones, I just consulted, not consult, because I'm feeling nothing, something wrong.
Right.
All the time, so but I two and a half year.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute, sorry, but I have time my match.
Oh, we're actually here. We're supposed to be working on our matches, but we're talking
one
instead.
Second, no, I have time now.
Okay,
it's only 4 o'clock. So
yeah, we're almost done. 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago, some doctor said, "Can you check this? This is some have maybe problem." I said, "Man, I work in the gym every day 3 hours.
Wow.
I work every day 3 hours. I have good strength. I eat very clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not eating junk food,
Mm-hmm.
So I'm tall, but I don't have no problem with my body.
Mm-hmm.
I maintain my body weight almost 15 years, same weight, 15
yeah, yeah,
years,
yeah.
So, I have some.
You've been taking care of yourself for a long time.
So I don't have no problem. He said, no, can you just go? So I go to the doctor. So he said, yeah, you have a little bit tumor. You make up more growth hormones.
Yes, producing a lot of growth hormones.
Produce little high hormones.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, so what can I do? He said, you need to go surgery.
Mm.
So I consulted WWE, so he said, yeah, you go surgery, that's okay.
Yeah.
So I go surgery, so he's fixed. So but I'm feeling same, I'm feeling full, I'm feeling now, and I'm feeling some different. I think maybe the doctor wanted to just make money,
So the doctor just wanted to cut
something. Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
So I'm feeling so, somebody said, I'm feeling same.
Mm-hmm.
No for, no now,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling,
But it is a condition, I think.
But I checked my growth hormones.
Yeah.
It says it's very
down,
low,
right.
Very normal. You can live maybe 100 years now. So you can live 100 years now. You're good now. So, okay.
That's good because 20, 30 years ago, like Andre the Giant, the most famous giant ever in wrestling, he never had that removed. I think he died younger because of that.
Yeah.
And you've had it removed. Big Show's had it removed. So like you said, that's good. The modern technology.
Yeah, it's good. So he's taking small surgery to make my nose.
Yeah.
Just stuck out something. So he said, now you're good.
Great.
So thank you very much.
More better looking than ever.
Better looking than ever. So, but other thing, I don't have problem. No have four, no have now. Somebody say, heart going big. I have same heart, no big, no small.
Two last questions. You've done a lot of movies. What was your favorite movie that you did?
Longest Yard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Longest Yard is a good movie. We work Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a really funny guy. And I make movie, this movie, so I have a lot of time, no have nothing to do other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my favorite movie, and the other thing is go very, really, really super hit movie.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the producer say, Longest Yard movie make money, all the make a sport, football movie.
Mm-hmm.
He say Longest Yard make a number one.
It's the biggest football movie ever. Highest grossing football movie ever. And so, I just saw that a couple months ago. It's a good cast, too. There's a lot of really good people. A lot of the boys are in it. Steve was in it, and Goldberg, but Tracy Morgan, and Burt Reynolds, and Chris Rock.
Yeah, that star.
Sandler, a lot of stars.
So, yeah, that's really good.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And last question, what's your favorite match that you ever had?
Me and Undertaker, because he make a big star me.
Yeah.
So he's my favorite match.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. See, you did a good job.
Oh, thank you, sir.
At first, you were like, I don't know if people understand me. It was great. You're a funny guy, man.
I hope so. People maybe understand my English.
Yeah.
So, maybe understand, then try maybe bring you some next time, translator.
Well, the thing is with you, too, is because you have, obviously, an accent. And you have a very deep voice, too, because you're a giant. So I think that's why people sometimes have problems understanding you. But when you speak good English.
Thank you.
So give a message to your Punjabi fans, if there's some listening.
Punjabi fan, I have this message for...
tell them in Punjabi.
I think my English is better than me.
But I want to hear you say something in Punjabi first, though.
I Punjabi apne friend ko batata hu, batana chahta hu ki bhai स्पोर्ट्स करो ड्रग से दूर रहो और कोई भी स्पोर्ट्स करो कोई भी फील्ड पे करो स्टडी करनी हो स्टडी करो अगर पढ़ाई कर कोई जॉब करने जॉब करो ऑनेस्टली करो और किसी के साथ चीटिंग नहीं करो और ड्रग्स नहीं करो क्योंकि ड्रग्स बहुत लोगों को हर्ट करता है आपके माता पिता को और आपके दोस्त को सो मेरे बस एक ही है कि भी आप ड्रग्स ना करे हेल्थी खाना खाए स्पोर्ट्स करे कोई भी करे थोड़ी करे ज्यादा करे ऑनेस्टली रहे लाइफ पे आपको जरूर कामयाबी मिलेगी.
That was cool. You just gave them an inspirational message.
Yeah, just asking no is drugs.
Yeah.
Do sports, anything.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? Just do.
Yeah.
Do honestly, you do job, you do anything, then you're going very successful. Any field you're doing.
That's great. And please pray for Great Khali that he continues to win his matches.
Yes. Please pray for me, you know.
Thanks, man.
Pray for Vince McMahon that I win the match.
One more championship run, please.
Please, do it.
All right, thanks to Great Khali for doing a great job on the show. Had a blast talking to him. And I also want to talk to you right now about the word transparency. It's a word you hear a lot because people expect it. When you're making a big purchase, like buying a new car, don't you want to expect a transparent buying process? A process that gives you the confidence to know you're getting a fair deal. To really understand the power of transparency, you need to check out TrueCar and TrueCar's mobile app, okay? With TrueCar, not only can you configure the car the way you want it, how you want it, you can see what others actually paid for that same car that you're looking for. I'm talking about people who live in your same zip code, in your neighborhood. You know what you can expect to pay for the car you want? That's pretty transparent. That's what you're looking for. And once you decide on the car you want, you can lock in guaranteed savings, an average savings of over $3,000 off MSRP. I mean, that's a big chunk of change, right? Then you're connected with a trusted TrueCar certified dealer that's going to honor your savings without negotiation. No BS, no smack talk, no jive talk. You just get it done and save that money. Doesn't get any easier than that. Think of the money you save. Think of the time and hassle you save, not wasting hours and hours at car dealerships, haggling over the price of the car you want. You get it all done when you want to at your house. So when you're ready for a new transparent car buying experience, save money, save time, save us Y2J, and never overpay. I want you to download the TrueCar app and do it today. All right, thanks to great colleague, help kicking it off Giant Week this week on Talk is Jericho. Of course, Friday, we got the big show. Who else gives you Giant Week? I mean, that's pretty damn creative, I have to say. I'm going to pat myself on the back, Barry Horowitz style, and also pat myself on the back for coming to your town on the Y2J WWE Summer Tour. It's already started, man. Three matches under my belt. I'm back in the groove. Always a blast to get back in there, and I'm excited to get back in there. Like I said, this Saturday in Boston, this June 28th, this Sunday in Reading, Pennsylvania. Remember, July 2nd, I will not be in Singapore because tough enough obligations prevented me from being able to get to Singapore on time. Believe me, I did not want to have to miss this show. The only way I could have gotten to Singapore from Orlando would have gotten me there at midnight. The evening of the show. So if the show starts at 7:30, I would have got there at midnight. So I just thought there was like direct flights from like Orlando to Singapore. Like what? What do you mean? Wait, what? And of course, nobody else realized that until we looked into it. So very, very sorry. I love Singapore. I was there in 2001, maybe 2002. I worked with The Rock. We had a blast. Beautiful country, beautiful scenery, both with the foliage and the architecture, and then the women were beautiful. So I love Singapore. I'm very, very sorry I'm not getting a chance to come. Hopefully I'll be there again very, very soon. But the good news is I will be in Tokyo July 3rd wrestling Finn Balor at the Sumo Arena, Roku Gaikon. And then July 4th versus Neville. I'm going to have a very special podcast guest over in Japan if everything works out. I've been working on it with my good friend Masanori Hori, helping me work the show and organize the show. Then, of course, July 10th, Philadelphia. July 11th, Pittsburgh. July 31st, San Diego. And the list continues all the way in August. Go to WWE.com and check it out. Some of the dates haven't even been announced yet, so I'm a little sneak in announcing these dates, but I will be there. And I'll also be in Des Moines at the Valero Ballroom June 25th, tomorrow night, on the Thursday. And I'm excited about that. Excited to see my good friend Corey Taylor, who will be there, man. He's going to be there hanging out, rocking out with the Foz. He loves the band. He always comes when he's around. Excited to see Corey. June 26th, we're going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Sioux City, Iowa, with We Are Harlot. July 24th in Kitchener. August 8th, Festival of Friends in Ontario. August 9th, Heavy Montreal in Montreal. And, of course, the Kiss Cruise in October. And then also heading back over to the UK and Germany starting November 12th. We'll tell you more about that when the dates get closer. If you want to know more information, go to FozzyRock.com. Hit the VIP. Go check us out. Come rock with us. We got a lot of good times. We got a lot of great tastes. We got a lot of rock and roll coming up. I want to play some rock and roll for you right now. Might as well, man. You're going to hear this song tomorrow night in Des Moines. You're going to hear this song the next night in Sioux City, Iowa. It's called Tonight. Let's rock. Let's go. Here we go. We're going to live tonight like it's our last night. A doomsday party throwing caution to the wind. Our last chance to show the world just what we're made of. We'll bring this out to its knees and then we'll take a chance to shine. Ambition ain't a crime. Take a chance to fly. Take a chance. tonight from Fozzy. And tonight we had the first episode of Tough Enough. We're going to tell you all about that on Friday with the amazing Big Show as my guest. But before we wrap things up, I want to say one last thank you to all the Talk is Jericho supporters, including all of you. And then, of course, Koios, Artikis, Instant Cold Wraps, True Car, DDP Yoga, Amazon. Amazon has been with us since day one on Talk is Jericho. And you get anything you want, buy what you want. Buy the new Black Veil Brides DVD, Alive and Burning. Buy the new Tremonti album, Cauterize. Buy To the Extreme by Vanilla Ice, one of my favorite guests I've had on for a while. Go check that out. Just do it through my Amazon links, whatever you want to buy. You know how to find them. Podcast1.com. Click on the Support or Sponsors banner at the top of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. Got them links in the UK, the USA, the Canada, A. Do your online shopping through my Amazon links and go do it today. Easiest way to support the show. No extra fees or hidden charges. You just get what you need. Amazon kicks back a small percentage of your purchase to help us cover then production costs. Podcast1.com. Click on Talk is Jericho. You find all the Amazon links right there. That's it, man. Thank you guys so much. I love to love you, man. And I appreciate it. And next week, of course, the Big Show will be here on Giant Week here on Talk is Jericho. I'm going to close out with a big giant.
Yeah, boy. Wow. Wow.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Syria Peace Talks? I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Syrian rebels have rejected peace talks being proposed by Russia. They're accusing Moscow of failing to pressure its ally, President Bashar Assad, to end the conflict. Christmas may be over, but the shopping isn't. Hazel Ginn was at Macy's Herald Square in New York today.
It's not too bad. Even we went up to the ninth floor, and we managed to get in a queue of about four deep, so not bad. Yeah, and then we went to another one, and it was only a couple, so we kind of timed it well, I think.
America's research group, which focuses on consumer behavior, projects holiday sales up about 5% this year. Harley Davidson is placing a renewed emphasis on teaching people to ride as part of its efforts to attract more customers. The company is expanding the number of dealerships with a Harley Riding Academy. The move comes as the industry grapples with years of declining sales and an aging customer base. I'm Ben Thomas.